What happens next? Will Norbert the Nutjob set out on a quest to go back to America? And indeed, does this land they call America really exist? And is the world really a circle that has no end? And what has happened to Alvin the Treacherous, Hiccup's arch-enemy, who we rather hoped had been killed when he dropped from a hot air balloon into a sea boiling with ravenous shark worms? I can't think how he might have got out of that tricky situation. But I have a nasty feeling in the pit of my stomach that Hiccup hasn't seen the last of these two mad, wicked and dangerous villains, both of whom have sworn to kill him. Watch out for the next volume of Hiccup's memoirs, How to Twist a Dragon's Tail. Already available, previous volumes of Hiccup's memoirs, How to Train Your Dragon, How to Be a Pirate, How to Speak Dragonese. Learning to Speak Dragonese, Toilet Training. You, toothless, ta coglet me wanty ta cack cack in de green claw crap spot. Toothless, you know I want you to poo in the dragon toilets. Dragon, oh yesy yesy me coglet. Yes yes, I know. You, pointing at large poo in the middle of Stoic's bed. Erg, questa sa? So what, then, is this? Pause. Dragon, hopefully. Unchocla snicksnack? A chocolate biscuit? You. Snot a chocla snicksnack. It's a cack cack. It's a cack cack de toothless. Nah in de green claw crap spot. Me oopla bang splosh in de middling de sleepy slab de papa. This isn't a chocolate biscuit. It's a poo. It's one of your poos, toothless, and it isn't in the dragon toilets. It's right bang splat in the middle of my father's bed.